Hi, this is Butch Bussin, WA0VJR. I want to give you a brief introduction to the ham pod, and in particular, its use with the MFJ-269 antennalizer. And I've started and stopped this thing and started over because it's not very professionally done. I guess I'm just going to have to let it be what it is because I don't really have the way to edit all this stuff. Anyhow, the ham pod is a box based on the double talk chipset built by Rob Santello, K6DQ, and he custom programs these boxes to control various things. I have one controlling my green hair and rotor controller. I control an IFR service monitor. I control a Yaesu FT897D. This particular demonstration will be on with the MFJ-269 antennalizer. If you want more information on the ham pod, go to www.hampod.com. You'll see all of Rob's stuff listed there. The ham pod is a very nice little box. I think it looks like kind of the original double talk box. Little speaker on top, nice 4x4 keypad, very nice keys. The backside has two serial ports as well as a power connection. Anyway, and you can configure volume and voice and all those things, which I won't get into. To make this workable with an MFJ analyzer, I had to spend the money to get a serial port installed. There's a man here in Kansas who does that. Go to www.transtenna.com. What he does these for mostly is for sighted people, so they can hook their antennalizer to their computers and do graphing and all that sort of thing. Rob uses this interface and has worked with the guy, and Rob has been able to develop a very nice usable program for the ham pod. You have a variable tone for tuning SWR, as well as the speech to read frequency, SWR, resistance, reactance, and so forth. So right now, I am on, 75, I think.
3.915.
3.915. And it has an SWR marker, which you can turn on and off. There goes my timer. Transporter tone, for those of you here not Star Trek fans. Anyhow, when you turn the tone on, as you'll see, you'll hear it say 2, 3, and as you tune across these points, it tells you. So, for example, if you want to check where are my 2 to 1 points, which we'll do here, I'll show you how easy that is done. You'll see how it works. So I'm going to turn the tone on, and you can...
2.
2, there it says 2. I'm going to hit the 1 key.
4.022. 2.07.
And I hit the star key to stop it.
4.022.
As the frequency, and...
2.07.
There's the SWR, so I'm going to turn the tone back on. And go back down in frequency. There's 2, it says.
Exit.
And?
3.766, 2.02. 3.766, 2.02.
And so 3.766 is my bottom edge, 2 to 1. Now, if you want to find the exact resonant point, let's do this again.
1.
There it is, and...
1.25.
1.25, frequency...
3.910, 1.25.
And I'll hit the star key...
3.910, 1.25.
And so that's where I'm resonant at. Now, if we want to go to 40 meters just for fun, which we'll do, on the MFJ box, you have to switch bands. It's a very strange band-switching thing. And we'll go
3.513.
And see there, it's a resonant point way somewhere. I don't have a clue where. We stop.
2.41. 23.510.
What I did there was I turned the wrong knob on the analyzer, put me up 23 meg, and I wanted to go to the 10 meg position. So let me.
Four. 5.62.
See where I'm at here.
8.467.
So it shows a resonant point at 8, which isn't
three,
true.
2, 1.
There we go.
3, 2, 1. 2, 1. 1.51. 7.278, 1.51.
So there's my 40 meter band. And if you've messed with these boxes before, you'll realize that they show weird resonant points all over the place. Don't know why, they just do. It's a very strange little box, but at least with the ham pod, it's completely usable. Let's see where my 2 to 1 points are on 40. So we'll turn the tone back on. And I'm going to go up.
2-1.
And
1.97 to 1. 7.454.
7.4.
2.
2.
2.04.
2.04.
7.121.
7.121. We'll hit the 0 key.
R equals 33.13. X equals 24.
And there's the resistance as well as impedance. So that's a brief demonstration of the ham pod with the antennalyzer. It will also work as a frequency counter, which I have used, and some of the other things I have not played with, such as coax velocity factors and things like that. I don't know what it will do with those. But anyway, that gives you a ballpark of what the ham pod will do with the MFJ-269, and I certainly encourage you to look into this stuff. Rob has really done some really cool stuff with this thing, and makes so many things totally, totally usable for us, which otherwise would not be. Thank you for listening, WA0VJR73.